Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Gene Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
I'm celebrating Christmas without a care. Lacey's under the tree because she lives there. It's the ever Lacey and Ambush How. Ooh, how, who, how, who. Lacey, did you like the song I sang about you living under a tree?
I kind of did because I love Christmas so much.
And you love living outdoors.
That is a full-on lie.
Guys, today is a very special episode of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber Show. Want to know why? Because it's Christmas. Yay. So everybody, watch out. Okay? Because Christmas could be happening to you right now.
It's not a disease.
If you are a little gassy, that's Christmas. Okay?
This is not true.
If you get a headache, it's Christmas. All right? So watch out for Christmas. It runs in the family. So if your dad had Christmas and your mom
None
had Christmas,
makes sense.
You could also have Christmas.
You know,
I'm so
Amber
sorry for you.
Drunk History. I don't know if you know this. She's also doing the drunk podcast.
Shit, don't you start.
No,
also, why don't we do this podcast drunk?
Everyone, we're doing a drunk podcast.
We have to do one
drunk.
Because it
only takes me two sips of anything and I'm out.
Yeah. I will have drank all day long.
Yeah. That's what
we're doing. Then Lacey will start drinking during the podcast.
I can't.
She can't. Or she
can't pre-drink. I won't be ready.
It's bad. She doesn't need to pre-game. She's never pre-gamed.
No. Mm-mm.
She's barely gamed.
Mm-mm.
She's bad.
No.
She's bad at drinking.
Yeah.
But she's great at doing cocaine.
Now that, man, don't get me started. No, I mean, really, don't get me started. Mom and Dad, we are joking.
We're joking, okay?
Or are we?
We only do coke. A little bit.
Okay, sorry.
Isn't it funny how cocaine, I think it's like a real drug that people really use. But to me, it's like a cartoon nothing.
It's like an imaginary thing. Like, say hello to my little friend.
Yeah,
and he's got those mounds and mounds of cocaine.
Yeah. I'm not great at drug people. Like,
has
I don't know a lot of drug people.
Ever been like, here, you want some cocaine?
Okay, so while I was in Amsterdam, you know, actually a lot of people did drugs in Amsterdam. That was a fun pastime. But it was just because I worked at Boom Chicago. A lot of people that were like in and around Boom Chicago did drugs. So we all went out one night to Jimmy Woo. Great, great club. Right next door to where Boom Chicago used to be on the light supply. And we were out with our friend and a guy who just tagged along, who seemed nice, and we kind of knew him, sort of. And he kept being like, Amber, did you check the bathroom? And I would go, oh, I should check the bathroom. He goes, I think you should check the bathroom. I'd go in there, look around, come back out. I'd be like, what are you talking about? He'd be like, look in the bathroom. I go, oh, okay. I go look in the bathroom. He'd come out. I'd be like, I didn't see anything. He goes, it's on the, look in the bathroom. And look, there's nothing in there. And then he walks me into the bathroom and he points to a line of cocaine. And I was like, I'm not doing that. Is this a fucking toilet? The fuck is wrong with you?
No.
But I guess sometimes people do toilet drugs.
That's someone's normal life. And because it was his normal life, he thought, you know.
I mean, I like that he thought that I was adventurous enough to do his strange drugs.
And his germ drugs. Sir, offer it to me on a mirror like they do in the movies.
Toilet drugs, this man.
Mirror.
Toilet drugs. Not that I'm too good for drugs. But not cocaine. And not toilet.
No.
Toilet stuff.
Mm-mm, no.
I mean, I say that, but I'm like, well. Do you want to know something horrible about what I think about drugs? Is every time I see someone, like there's a story about a person who ruined their life over drugs, my very first thought is always, that's got to be some good drugs. That's my very first thought. I can't help it. Because you know it's got to be good.
It ruined your, it took away your job, good. Your yeah. wife, your car,
yeah.
your house.
Yeah. I don't like drugs enough to get up and go to the store to get some. If they sold drugs at the store, I wouldn't. I'd be like, can you DoorDash it?
DoorDash
I don't want
it.
To. I can't. Also, I think that is how you get drugs. Doesn't your dealer stop by?
It's
guys,
kind of
this
DoorDash.
Episode is about Christmas drugs.
We
Who
have
is on what? Is
taking a turn.
Dasher rolling? Is Santa hopped up on goofballs? Only Christmas will tell. Mm-hmm. Back to Christmas. Lacey, how are you this Christmas?
Great. This will be my first official Christmas in New York. As you know, Amber, I only want to go ice skating. Thankfully, my daughter will be here. My little baby. She's 22, but she's still a little baby. I'm going to skate our butts off. Time of our lives.
Thank goodness the baby is coming. Because there's no way on earth.
Because I would have forced her. She's saying she wouldn't have gone, but I wouldn't have forced this woman to at least stand and watch me. Like
I would have watched
my mother
her for sure.
And clapping.
That's right. I would have done that.
Because when
from
I tell
my office,
you,
because I can see down to the roller.
Exactly. When I tell you, I'm a good ice skater. People are going to stop. They're going to record this because I'm going to do some moves.
I'm also a good ice skater.
How? You don't ice skate.
I know. I can remember it, though.
I'm good.
I feel like if I got on ice skates today, my ankle would snap. It would snap in 1 second.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
I'm going to be ice skating.
Gross.
It'll be beautiful.
I hate it. I hate it. I hope you have fun.
And we got to put our tree up.
Guys, okay. So I have to get video of this. Last year, right after I put up my tree, I was scrolling through Christmas trees feeling proud. And I saw the fucking most beautiful tree I've ever seen in my life.
Mine?
No.
Mine was beautiful.
Although me and Lacey be doing trees like man, it's nobody's right business. Now. So I saw this tree and I almost took down the tree to put it back up as this tree. But I didn't. I was like, all I have to do is wait 1 year. Well, guys, a year is up. And now I get to put up the prettiest Christmas tree of all time. We will be showing you pictures. But mm-hmm. also, it will be on my Instagram. No matter what. I have to make a video of that lady who made the thing.
Now, when you see the video, look for me because I'm going to be looking good. You might be like, there was a tree in this video?
Just saying. What? Everybody. Guys. Also, who knows how this is going to turn out? I'm so scared.
Stop bragging until you see it. Because we will lie and show someone else's tree. I am all about cheating. So,
dude, It might go badly. It might go badly.
If it looks like it's the Rockefeller Center tree, then it's not ours.
She's
if
right.
you see 8,000 people around it, it's probably not
it's
our
probably
tree.
It's probably not our tree. But we're going to try our best, okay, everybody? Mm-hmm. And that's what Christmas is about.
No, it's not. It's about having a beautiful, excellent tree that's not flawed. Oh. We can't have a sad sack tree. Someone trying their best. We're not doing that.
Sorry. You did your best, but I guess your best wasn't good enough.
That's not what we're here for.
Sorry.
We want the best.
Guys, guess what? It's time for us to take a quick break. And when we return, we'll be joined by the Matt Rogers. So stick around.
Or else.
Yay.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom met a lot of your demands over the years. This Mother's Day, get her the Bartesian cocktail maker that makes premium cocktails on demand. In just 30 seconds, have your choice of over 60 premium or seasonal cocktails, all at the touch of a button. Get $50 off on the Bartesian cocktail maker now when you buy one pack of cocktail capsules. So, for all the times you made a mess, get Mom the countertop cocktail system that makes premium cocktails without making any mess at all. For all the times you begged for soda, get her premium cocktail capsules made with real fruit juice and craft bitters. For all the times you demanded tacos for dinner, get her the Bartesian that mixes margaritas in just 30 seconds. Make Mom's Mother's Day and all the 364 days that aren't Mother's Day with a Bartesian cocktail maker at $50 off. Visit bartesian.com/mother now to get $50 off the Bartesian Premium Cocktail Maker. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Everybody, guess what? We have a perfect pumpkin of a guest. That's why you're in for such a treat, you little lucky bugs. He is a comedian, an actor, a writer, a recording artist, and a TV host whose performances always leave you wanting more, more, more. He hosts the acclaimed podcast Las Culturistas and has a new Christmas album out called Have You Heard of Christmas? It's Matt Rogers. Welcome to the show, Matt.
Hi. You know, I used to say to people, like, I won't stop until my Wikipedia says as a recording artist. But now when you release an album, it's kind of becomes a fact.
Yay.
It's true. It's true.
Also, I don't know how you've been surviving because you can sing. You act like
Thank
a little goof, but
this.
You're really singing.
You can sing.
I heard it.
You know the way that, well, first of all, I know, I see, Amber Ruffin, you're sort of a legendary story pirate, and the only way you get into story pirates is to be able to sing.
Oh,
do your listeners know about your story pirate's past?
The day I got my head stuck in a bar stool.
Yeah. One of the great tragedies is that we didn't get to do a children's theater together.
Yeah. Everybody, every comedian you know did some children's theater. I mean,
you got to.
It's good money. Sorry, it's
but
money.
It's money. You have to be able to like sing a little bit in order to get into the story pirates. Yeah. And I always say what they told me when I first auditioned, because I remember they were like trying to make everyone feel good about their singing audition. And they go, it's not about how much you can sing. It's about how much you want to sing.
Oh.
And I think that that's very true of singing. It's just kind of like, it's who cares if you can actually do it? It's just about how much you want to do it.
Isn't that true about everything? I mean, really?
Yeah. No.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. If I have a doctorate as a surgeon, it's not how I need you to be the best.
Yeah, you can give me a scalpel, but I don't want to do it, but if I did, it wouldn't matter.
Because I kind of want to be a brain surgeon.
What?
Don't let me in there.
Ew,
I don't know what I'm doing.
Lacey Young.
I would let you in there.
Okay.
Listen,
I really want to.
The world's burning. Cut open my head.
That's horrible.
Do it.
Matt, I was minding my own business.
No, she wasn't.
Enjoying Netflix, mm-hmm. and I came across something called Have You Heard of Christmas? Have you heard of Christmas?
Listen, I have heard of it. I've heard of it. I feel like here's what I will say. You saw it on Netflix?
I don't know. I saw it on my television.
It's on Showtime.
Ooh.
Oh, that's like, right. Ooh. That's right.
Yeah, first of all, can I say, leave that in because I will say this. I would love to put it out into the energy that Netflix scoops it up. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Becca, the producer, was like, wow, what? It was news to me too. I was like, listen, if it's on Netflix, I should be paid again.
Dude, they want it.
That part.
They want it. It's fantastic.
I pitched it to them and they didn't want it, but maybe they want it now that now it already know. Exists.
Yeah.
Yeah, now they know.
Now they know.
Now
they,
that it's been said on the podcast.
Yeah.
They
don't want to make liars out of us. Yeah. It's the biz. So. It's short for showbiz.
Yeah.
It's absolutely fantastic. Are you doing a live version of it?
I'm going on tour. I'm so happy you asked. And if you go to www.mattrogersofficial.com, you can find all the tour dates. I just so happen to be going all over the United States of America and also the Canadian city known as Toronto. God. I just got back from London. I did it in London.
No.
Oh.
Bao Shao. Bao Shao.
No. Oh my.
Wait. For what? Show. He was in London. You got to throw your L's. For show.
What if I wasn't trying to say Bao Shao in the way that we know it, but I was trying to say like a British version of for sure. For sure.
For sure.
Yeah, okay. That's one. Sure. I don't think they say for sure.
I don't think so.
You know what they say? Hmm. You know what I say? What they say that I love is it's a bit shit, isn't it?
Oh, I love it. Don't you love everything shit. They say I love?
I do love
everything.
You know what they don't say? Which, well, so I know it's problematic now, but back in the day, we all used to read Harry Potter. And you would think that British people said rubbish all the time.
Yeah.
They don't say that.
It's a bit rubbish. We were lied to. Yeah. I want them to say rubbish. It's a bit shit, isn't it?
I want them to say what they want to say.
Throw it in the rubbish bin.
You're right. They should be allowed to say whatever they want. I have to say this about your Have You Heard of Christmas album. Guys, there's a great song on there called Have You Heard of Christmas? And then, you know, it's like, have you heard of Christmas? And then it's like a silly thing. And one, you know, is, have you heard of Christmas? It's when Moses did the lake. But then at one point,
Moses did the lake.
And then at one point, he says the funniest thing I have ever heard in my life. And I sing it all the time to myself around the house. It goes, have you heard of Christmas? It's the day that Jesus died.
I'll never forget. I'll never forget when you watched the special and you posted it on your Instagram. And I felt truly touched because I've always loved me some Amber Ruffin. And I just thought, now I've really made it because people that you love are saying, great job. You did a good joke. And you know what I mean? Like, that's just...
I fucking laughed myself sick. And I also love Christmas. It was exactly what I wanted. Fucking exactly what I wanted. That will not be the last time I watch it.
Thank you.
Guys.
Well, now I can talk about it again because I've been promoting the album and I haven't been able to say that it was a special because we were, of course, forbidden as members of SAG from speaking on it. And so now I can really finally say, listen, there's a whole visual album in the form of a special that you can watch on Showtime if people are so inclined, or Paramount Plus with Showtime, or whatever the fuck hoops you have to jump through to watch it now.
I love that you said visual album because that's what it is. Guys, that's a visual album.
If it's an album you can watch, it's a visual album. You don't necessarily need to have all the setups that Beyonce had.
No. No, but you do have to be showing as much skin, and that's just the rules.
Yeah, I do a whole partition sequence.
I need you in that outfit. I need you in one of those outfits.
I recently watched Partition again. I think Partition, the music video, was on in the gay bar, and I was watching it like, I will never forget where I was when I first saw this. I was... like, that is just legendary for all time. Like, people say, I know that people love Renaissance and that's many's favorite right now, but there's nothing like the self-titled. The self-titled is...
there's nothing
is,
like it.
You're right. Also, I remember Partition and just being like, I'm black. Can I blush? I feel like I'm blushing.
My mother called me
mm-hmm. at work and said, did you hear Beyonce's new album? She's talking about sex with her husband. Mm-hmm. And I had to be like, mm-hmm,
well, we, mm-hmm. yeah, you know, I heard it. I experienced it. I lived it. Well, basically, like, I guess we had never really seen her like that. And that was why it was so shocking. So there, it was sort of like BC. You know what I mean? Like, it was like there was the time before and the time after.
Yeah.
It's like there was the time before the self-titled drop and time after. And now we just sort of accept that Beyonce might come out here and sing about, you know, riding it like the surfboard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, but before that, that was not in the realm of possibility. She was still saying all the single ladies.
Yeah. Hmm. She really, good for her. Yeah. And I don't think people say that enough about Beyonce.
I think they say a lot stronger things than good for her, but no one just gives her a general, like, yeah. good for her.
Yeah.
She's on tour again. Good for her.
Like a mom to baby. Good for her.
Yeah.
You know what's really scary? When every what? Once in a while someone mentions
goblins.
Now that is scary as hell.
Oh, wait.
Sharks.
Goblins and trolls.
Terrifying. Goblins. 100%.
Terrifying.
When someone mentions Beyonce's age and you realize it's 1 year younger than you. And like, I'm one year older than Beyonce. Isn't that terrifying?
Yeah.
Fucking terrifying.
Or wonderful.
Or great.
Or great.
Or just the prime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, as she gets older, I believe she gets better. That's likewise. True. Likewise to you.
That's mm-hmm. right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Y'all ain't going to be able to stand me when I'm 50.
Well, I can't wait for your Renaissance World Tour.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be great. Real pitchy. And I can tell you that right now. It's going to be
that's okay.
Pitchy.
It's not about how much you can think. It's about how much you want to sing.
She'll just be sitting on a stool.
Yeah, I'm not moving.
We're not moving.
Shit.
I'll just be in the background.
Yeah.
I'll stay right here.
On the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show, we subject our guests to an expert quiz where we take a subject our guest is an expert in and we quiz them, man.
Love
the
it.
Stakes are high. If we win, we are the cutest. If the guest wins, then they are the cutest. Okay? That's
all
official.
Right. Yeah. This matters a lot to me.
It should. Because you're already defending that title. Matt, we hear you know a lot about Christmas.
Oh, yeah. I better, I guess.
Okay. Well, we're going to find out.
Yay.
Yeah. Quiz me.
Christmas me. Quizmas. Nah, I tried to make it work. It doesn't.
Quizmas.
Quizmas. Quizmas. Yeah. Quizmas. You got it. Quizmas
is it.
Our producer, Becca, will administer the test. Becca.
I love when Becca has an audio role in the podcast. Sometimes we bring Becca into Las Culturistas too. Peek behind the curtain for your listeners. We are all on the same network.
Yeah. Guys.
Oh, wow.
We're all related.
Wow. Administer it.
Well, who's Santa's little helper?
Yay. This is the ultimate holiday quiz to test your holiday cheer. Let's find out who still has a Christmas spirit.
Yay.
Okay.
Y'all ready?
Yay.
All right. First question, what is the best-selling Christmas movie of all time? Is it A, Elf, B, Die Hard, C, The Grinch, or D, The Nightmare Before Christmas? And this means, like, which one is the highest grossing movie?
I guess if we're considering Die Hard a Christmas movie, then it's... Wait, is it?
I want to say The Grinch.
Oh my gosh, we're all going to have different answers.
I'm just going to say The Grinch.
I
just
think it's Die Hard.
But if...
Okay, so Lacey...
Die Hard is not... a Christmas movie. I'm so sorry.
Lacey's mad, everybody. Okay,
so...
Matt, do you believe Die Hard is a Christmas
I
movie?
I don't really.
It's on the list. On Wikipedia.
Fuck you, bitch, and the click it you is. Claim. No.
Listen.
It is not. But do what... Do you. But it's not.
But I'm going to say that because Christmas is in the
and
movie...
And that was your hypothetical, bitch.
I'm
going to
say it
movie.
Is.
Okay.
Although I've never seen it.
What?
See? No.
It's not.
It's one of those.
I've never seen it either.
I love Die Hard. It's one of the best movies.
Take it back.
Take it back. I love it.
I'm with Amber here. I love Die Hard.
As someone who has seen it, I guess Amber and Becca have seen it. Is it a Christmas movie?
No.
And we can't really
weigh in.
In my
opinion, it is.
In no way is it a Christmas movie. No.
It all happens on Christmas Eve.
Becca is 5 years old. She doesn't even know what Christmas is yet. She hasn't lived enough to know.
She hasn't even
Christmas.
Heard of Christmas.
No, I haven't heard of
you
Christmas.
You know what Christmas is.
I'm sorry, Becca.
It was so hard for me at this quiz because I hadn't heard of Christmas.
She's like, what?
So.
What is the answer? Now I'm.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry.
The answer is, wait, Amber, what was your choice?
Elf.
Elf. Okay. Lacey's correct. It is The Grinch, but specifically 2018 Grinch.
Really?
Which I would have thought
it was the new, you know, the original, the one we all love with Jim Carrey, 2000's Grinch. But it is actually the animated Grinch from 2018 starring Benedict Cumberbatch, Rashida Jones, Kenan Thompson. Yeah, right? Angela Lansbury and Pharrell.
The fuck Angie? Are you talking about?
I call her Angie.
Angie was in it?
Lord.
And it grossed a whopping $526,760,632.
I've never seen that version. Never.
No.
Second place being Home Alone.
Apparently there's money in voiceover.
There's money in voiceover.
They're getting it. Have you seen that movie?
Oh.
No.
No.
Who'd have thought?
Oh, this isn't going well. All right.
All right.
We've got to redeem ourselves.
I wrote this one specifically for you, Matt.
Oh.
Okay.
Who is the queen of Christmas and how much does she make every holiday season?
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey.
The answer is Mariah Carey. And how much does she make every... Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you. Thank you.
I think she makes something like... Is it like $100 million every year?
It's $8. It's 75. I don't want to go over. I don't want to. It's 150 million.
It's 50 million.
It says it's more on like tour years and like when she's doing like special projects, but like just from the songs, you know, from the album is 3 million.
Oh, damn.
Only 30 million. I wanted to guess an obscene amount.
Three million?
3 million?
Wait, what? Three?
If you have ears, you owe Mariah Carey money.
Yes.
You should just give her
money. I love that song. If
she needs diamonds.
If it cost $3,
I would have thought it was a lot more. Song.
I would be out.
Wrong I'd Christmas be out time. Money.
That's
I'd
right.
I'd just be like, take
I pay $3
it.
Every Dunzo. Fucking yeah. time.
Yeah.
She deserves more than this, but okay.
I'm still reeling over the Grinch.
Fucking.
Yeah.
I know. Wild. 2018 Grinch. What's up with that?
Yeah.
But I digress. Next question. True or false? Jingle Bells was originally a Christmas song.
False.
It has to be false.
Weird one for false.
Because it is a Christmas song, right?
Well, the question is, Jingle Bells was originally a Christmas song.
Yeah, so, but like, I feel like you wouldn't ask it. You wouldn't ask. It would be interesting if it just was.
You're right. You're right. You got me.
The too smart for this
linguistics got me there. It is false. In fact, the lyrics make no reference to December holiday at all.
It's true.
Historians say the song, written by James Lord Pierpoint, the uncle of financier J.P. Morgan, in 1850 may have first been performed as a Thanksgiving church service. So it's a Thanksgiving song, not a Christmas song.
Damn. Well, someone's laundry is done, by the way.
That's right.
This is the song. I was like, surprisingly, it wasn't me. All right, y'all ready for the next question?
Okay, but I don't like that.
Yeah.
What do bells have to do with Thanksgiving? I don't like that fact.
No, I don't like it.
I don't know. And I don't know why they sing it at church.
It's probably why the powers that be got together and they were like, we should switch this because it feels not right.
Yeah.
Jingle bells.
Yeah.
Jingle bells. Yeah.
Santa said, those are my bells, actually. Mm-hmm. And so it's a Christmas song now. So
yeah. There you go.
You know, there you go. All right, next question. On average, how tall is Disney's Grand Floridian Resort's signature holiday gingerbread house? Is it A, 16 feet, B, 12 feet, C, 40 feet, or D, 10 feet?
It better be 40 feet. I'm not going there to see no stinking 16-foot.
I could make a 16-foot gingerbread house.
Open that oven.
Yeah, no, I feel like 40 feet is actually, it's got to be because like for it to be worth anything. But then again, I've never heard of it. So who's to say it even is worth anything?
Like, 16-foot.
I feel like you were posing the question. You were like, oh, you know, the most iconic gingerbread. It's like, who's ever heard of the Grand Floridian gingerbread?
Yeah.
So it could be small, but I'm going to hope it's 40 because I want to live in the world where it is.
Yeah. Amen.
Matt, have you not been as our reigning Disney fan who loves the
I actually
parks?
Just stayed at the Grand Floridian, but there was a lot of construction being done and it wasn't Christmas. It actually was August, which was a huge mistake on my part.
Ooh.
So I don't know the answer to this question. What is it?
The answer is actually 16 feet.
That's
as y'all
body
are
that's
killing
why
for 16
it.
Feet. That's it says right. The 16-foot tall gingerbread house at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa is baked with 1,050 pounds of honey and involving more than 160 hours of decorating. It's a big boy.
Okay, well, if they're trying to get me to go,
that's not as big as the one that me and Amber make every year. I know, so that's right.
No, thanks.
Come here, children.
I will say, it does smell really good. I have stayed while it was Christmas and been, and it is a very yummy sight to see.
Oh, right. Okay. I like
Yummers.
It. No, okay, Matthew, gone. No. Matthew, no.
Okay, never mind.
Next question. No, I'm not going. Okay, so this one, Jeopardy style. This family is famous for their annual holiday card. Bonus, which one is your favorite one of their cards?
The Obamas? I'm making stuff up.
Oh, is it the Kardashians?
Absolutely, it's the Kardashians.
Oh, yay!
But do y'all remember any of their cards? You all have any that, like,
I said Obamas.
To you?
That's what I was just hopeful.
But I know they do that.
I think my favorite one is specifically
this baby right here.
One where they started bringing Kanye in, and it just looks so out of place. Like, everyone looks so angry. It's like one of their, like, very stoic, feels like a Baz Luhrmann movie. Like, it's like very glitzy, but I digress. Oh, go check God. Them out. It is a fun Cosmo article to scroll through.
I knew they did that, but I also, like, think it's pretty possible that they're not all there on the day and they all get, like,
They definitely. In. That was caught, I think, a couple years ago where Kylie wasn't in it at all. And I think it was to hide her pregnancy. I think that was, like, 2018, 2019. They were like, not all the kids are here. And then, like, now slowly it's, like, kids have opted out. Like, I don't think Robert's in any of them anymore. Obviously, like, Caitlyn isn't in any of them anymore.
Yeah. But, bye, Caitlyn.
Yeah, they've been going back since 1987.
Well, I received them, so it's odd that I didn't know this.
That you didn't think about it. Yeah, they send them to
send them to me every year, but I just don't look.
Okay. All right. Next question. Which of these classic Disney movies has a Christmas special? Is it A, The Little Mermaid? B, Beauty and the Beast? C, Tangled? Or D, The Frog Prince?
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast.
Of course, everyone is correct. It is Beauty and the Beast.
Yippee.
Yay! Yay!
Do you know what it's called?
All right.
Is it called Beauty and the Beast Christmas?
Mm-hmm. Or Christmas Close. With Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Christmas. Christmas Beast. Christmas Beast.
The Christmas Beast. No, it's actually called Beauty and the Beast Enchanted Christmas.
Oh, so close.
I remember having it on VHS growing
so
up.
Close.
It was like in a special holiday container in the little VHS cassette tapes? I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Next question. True or false? The first Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center was erected in the
80s. Absolutely not. It's like 1930, 1920, something like that.
I think
it was way long ago. Yeah.
Okay. So we got...
Oh, wait. Is that a trick question? Constructed
y'all tell me?
In... What, can you ask the question again?
The first Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center was erected in the 80s.
No.
Okay. We got false. False. Amber?
False.
Erected.
Correct. I know. It is false.
Heck?
It was, can y'all guess what year? Bonus
1921.
Question.
1962. 1945.
I think math.
You don't even know.
Lacey is the closest. Well, mm-hmm. He was closest. It's 1931.
Lacey, yep. You did it.
Thank you. I just saw a documentary on it.
It says in December 1931, workers at the Rockefeller Center construction site put their money together for a 20-foot Christmas tree because they were thankful to have the jobs during the Great Depression.
That's right.
The men decorated the tree with handmade garlands, streamers, ornaments, and tin cans.
Yep.
Aww, beautiful.
A great what tale. A Christmas story. What wonderful. A fairy tale.
I love that.
All right. Next question. Which Christmas movie is not set in New York City? Is it A, Scrooged? B, When Harry Met Sally. C, Christmas on 34th. Or D, The Holiday.
The Holiday.
Okay, we got one for The Holiday.
Which one is The Holiday? Is that
the
with
holiday
the
is the
couple
one
swap?
With Kate Winslet and Cameron Diaz, and they famously switch places in L.A.
The Holiday. It's London and... Oh, that's right.
Movie.
Remember the Santa Ana Winds, everybody? The Last Holiday.
Yes.
I was thinking
Last Holiday.
Oh, God. The Holiday. Yes, definitely.
But I think Last Holiday is
FIFA, right?
New York. Yeah.
Should have threw a black Christmas
okay,
movie.
When I was looking this up, I was thinking The Last Holiday as well. Oh. And turns out I was wrong. It was...
All right, I'm going to let it slide.
It was what Matt was saying. Cameron Diaz, Kate Winslet, Jack
I
Black.
I love that movie.
That's a cute movie.
It's cute.
It is. I mean, that was the heyday.
So cute.
Of... holiday movies. 100%. But you are correct. It is The Holiday. Next question. Santa has three reindeer with names that start with D. Dasher, Dancer, and?
Donner.
Donner.
Can y'all sing it for me?
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen.
But
do you recall the most famous reindeer?
Gorgeous. Love.
You're welcome.
And we have one more question.
Okay.
Okay.
Everyone name their favorite Christmas song and give me a little beat.
Yay.
You know what mine is.
What is it?
All I Want for Christmas.
It's a good one.
It's Mariah Carey. Right.
Now you got to sing it. You got to sing it.
You got to sing it. It's part of it. Yeah.
That's all. That's all I got. That's all you need.
So good.
Thank you.
You got it.
Amber's thinking.
Mine is, I was just singing it. Oh, mine is, I miss you most at Christmas time. And I can't get you. I love that song.
So good.
It's a good song.
I love that one too.
And mine is, have you heard of Christmas?
Is the day that Jesus died.
Hey.
Yeah. That line does kill me.
No, Amber, I do place so the hell out of Sia.
Oh my God, we always put Santa's coming for us.
That Santa's coming for us song.
For us.
Play it.
We do play that song quite a lot.
We play it
play
a lot.
It.
Play it. Play it. I dare play you. It.
You know what's a really good one? It's Britney Spears.
Last night I took a walk.
Oh,
yes. People come around, places to go.
First of all, your voice is perfect. Is Britney back there with you? Why do you sound like something like Britney Spears? Lord. Okay. How is this happening?
Obsessed.
Called on the spirit of
check
Britney.
My Wikipedia. Is she it not says even recording artist.
Recording artist.
All right,
Noah, who won?
That's what I do.
Oh yeah,
I feel
who
like
won?
Everyone kind of won.
It's true.
Oh, Matt won. But Lacey close second.
Woo-hoo.
I'm the cutest.
Oh,
you are the cutest.
You're the cutest.
You definitely are the cutest.
Guys, that was pretty cute, and it turns out Matthew knows quite a bit about Christmas. But now it's time for us to get some logs on the fire, heat up some hot cocoa. Mm-hmm. Do you take yours with marshmallows, Matt?
I know, I do. Yeah, absolutely.
While we do all that, go ahead and get Matthew's new Christmas album, Have You Heard of Christmas? Then try to stop calling him Matthew because his goddamn name is Matt. Then come right back and meet us after this message from our sponsors.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series. You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with Hacks writer and actor Pat Regan, on how their improv experience helped them when shooting scenes and what it was like writing scripts for specific actors.
You'll also hear from crew members like the costume designers on what it was like creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Hear stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and more. Watch Hacks streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack.
Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everybody. Guess the fuck what? We're back, baby.
Language.
We're back and we're better than ever. Matt,
yeah.
We love having Christmas come early. When did you put up your Christmas tree? And be honest.
So I haven't put up a Christmas tree because the thing about my life during Christmas is I'm on the road touring this project. So I don't really get to participate in a lot of the like Christmas stuff. You know what I mean? But my family puts it up the day after Thanksgiving, the day after.
Okay.
Like Black Friday.
As they should.
Yeah.
I have to say, I hate that you said that. I hate that.
Why?
I think it's a bummer because I know you love Christmas and I know you wish you could
have
your shit.
I know. I might think, well, you know, during the pandemic, because I obviously couldn't tour because of the nature of the pandemic, I did have a little tree and it was cute.
Oh, yeah.
And so I still have one. It's very small and tiny. I have all these amazing ornaments I could put up. And I thought about doing it early, but the fact is, like, then you have to do it. And, like, there's the whole rigmarole of getting out the tree, putting everything on it, and then I can't even enjoy it. You know what I mean? So it kind of is what it is. But I do love that smell.
Yay!
I do love
the pine saw smell.
When do you guys put up?
I put up my tree every Thanksgiving on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But
on Thanksgiving.
Now, sometimes she's earlier than that.
Sometimes I'll do it a little earlier. But my personal tradition is to do it on Thanksgiving. And that's perfect because I'm not cooking. So I got to do something.
There you go.
No.
Yeah. I mean, neither. I wouldn't be cooking either.
Oh, good job. That's true. We're the same guy.
Same guy.
Because you don't want, I mean, I'll cook, but you don't want to eat it. Who's going to eat it? I'm not eating it.
Sometimes I impress myself with what I'm able to make, but like, it takes so long. I mean, that's what they say. It's like, for me, it's like when I'm cooking, it's like I make the meal and then I eat it and then it's gone and I can't see what I created.
Yeah.
And then you have to do it again, likely 3 times a day for the rest of your life.
Gross.
No, I'm going to a restaurant.
That's right.
Okay. Now, Amber and I have some icebreaker questions for you, Matt.
Let's do
but
it.
Before we have you answer them, we are going to try to read your mind and guess your answers.
Yep.
This
Got
will
it.
Show you who has been paying attention more and which one of us is your biggest fan and deserves your everlasting friendship.
Yes.
Forever.
Okay.
Are you ready?
And then who is the cutest?
Yes.
Well, we already know. Okay. Are you ready? Okay.
I'm ready.
Okay. According to Matt Rogers, when does Christmas officially start? I'm going to say he thinks it starts the day after Christmas or the day after Thanksgiving.
I'm going to say Halloween.
Oh, I mean, that's when I
feel. That's when I feel like it starts.
Okay, you ready?
Yes.
Christmas starts when Mariah Carey says, and she always says, at the stroke of midnight on Halloween.
She does! Oh, yay!
I love that. I agree. I
love
that. All right.
Yep, that's the correct answer to that question.
What does Matt say makes for a very special Christmas? What does Matt say makes for a very special Christmas?
I'm going to be real because I've known Matt for 25 years. It's money, baby. It's money.
What?
He don't care about friends?
What?
I got 2 friends.
What?
And a bank account. Money. I don't care. Fuck them friends. Money. Okay, you go.
Christmas cheer.
Right. So you can't pay your bills with Christmas cheer. But
what makes for a very special Christmas is having my record play in the background.
Yay!
That's kind
of
money.
Which is sort of money for me.
But it's Christmas cheer for me.
25 years of knowing him.
Period. So you're both right. Points for both of you.
Okay.
Matthew is 7 years old. You couldn't possibly have known him.
For 25
years. That's amazing.
7 years old with this mustache.
Yeah,
I babysat.
I'm a modern marvel.
Okay. What would be Matt's ideal winter wonderland?
I'm going to say a gingerbread house in Florida.
I was going to say somewhere warm. I'm going to say on the beach with all of his friends and Santa's behind them playing the ukulele.
What? Lacey?
That's what I'm saying.
Baby,
I've known him.
Lacey, you don't know him. Okay.
You don't know.
I'm on the beach with all my friends and Santa's behind us doing something. Hey!
Terrible. We're gross. Terrible. We're going to hell. Straight to hell.
You won, Lacey.
What?
Ukulele sounds weird.
Okay.
I'm killing it.
Who does Matt think would be the best Santa to hang out with? Who's the best Santa to hang out with?
This one, I'm just...
How many Santas are there?
I don't answer questions. I'm not answering this one.
Is there more than one?
I don't know. Santa is Santa. I guess it means from different shows. So I would say the Santa from the claymation Rudolph.
He can't move and he ain't got no legs.
But he's so cute.
I'm just going to let Matt answer this because I got nothing.
It's the mall Santa who has weed.
That's right.
Ooh,
that's
weed Santa?
You were right. You were right.
The one who's like, this is my job.
Santonius. Santonius Clark. Yeah, that's him. Santonius Clark. I know him. I know Santonius Clark. That man. You're
Santonius.
Right. You are right.
He's just clocked in for the game.
We were supposed to. It was multiple choice and we didn't give you the.
We didn't give you any of it. We came up with Santonius Clark on our own.
That's
it's too late.
That's
ours
fine.
Were the best. That was the best answer.
That's fine. Santonius Clark is the best answer.
It is the best answer.
That's all of our answers. Okay. Two points for everyone. Yeah.
What is the best place for a Christmas kiss?
On my butt.
Oh, Lord, I can't. I can't. In, is it? Okay, so, Chris, I'm going to say this is, I'm making this completely up. This is your first date.
Oh.
And you've decided to have it around the holiday time.
Oh.
You're in New York because Matt's performing on Broadway.
That's right.
And he comes out and they're in Times Square and they're standing and they're just lit the Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And so they're like 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And they light the Christmas tree. And then Matt turns and they lean in and they, nothing's better than that for a Christmas kiss.
So why?
The correct.
Yeah, give it.
Go ahead. Say yours.
You say yours.
Underneath the mistletoe.
Oh, okay.
No, the answer was on my butt. Oh my God, you were right.
I mean,
yay!
Yeah, you're right.
On your butt. Can't beat it.
A little too over the top.
You have to stick with your instincts.
Can't beat your butt. You're right.
Sure, you can't beat your butt.
What could be? I'm just going to leave that phrasing. What could be? What could be Matt's favorite holiday movie? Favorite holiday movie. I guess I'm going to have to go with...
It's Love Actually.
Oh.
Final answer.
I'm going to go with... what's this? A Christmas Story.
Or White Christmas, because it's got some good songs.
It's got a little blackface in it.
They all do.
Yeah,
All old movies do. All of them.
It's just a little bit.
My favorite Christmas movie is The Grinch. With Jim Carrey.
I was like, we talked about it and you didn't say anything.
No, I was going to say it was so inspiring to me because when I saw the character of Martha May Huvier, I was inspired to write my song, The Hottest Female Up in Whoville.
That's right.
Right.
And it's been a huge hit for me. Oh, so that's why I have to say The Grinch.
She is beautiful.
I have to pay
my
respects.
She's gorgeous.
Stunning.
You are right.
Sad. What gorgeous. Are we doing? This is for children. Why are you looking like this, girl? It's time for Christmas karaoke. What song is Matt putting on?
Okay.
We already know. The Britney Spears song. Whatever Britney Spears song you just sang, that's the song you're doing.
Okay.
I would say he has texted the DJ ahead of time.
Oh.
And has sent them, "Have you heard of Christmas?"
Have you heard of Christmas?
That would be the right answer. You're right. How dare I?
I sent them the stems. I said, play this. I'll take care of the rest.
Okay. What age was Matt when he stopped believing in Santa? Listen, he's never stopped.
Oh.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to say 20.
Okay.
Can I tell you something?
Yes.
I never believed in Santa. I always saw through it. I was always like, no. Because first of all, like, I wouldn't say I'm good at physics, but I'm good enough to understand that 8, potentially 9 reindeer, probably 250, at least 300 pounds, with that man... And a huge sleigh, and a gift, bag, and a little bit. Not body shame. I'm just saying like it is. I'm just saying like there's no way that is going to land on my roof, and there's not going to be a catastrophe.
I love it.
I love it.
It's about to be a catastrophe if he lands on my roof. And you're going to tell me that my home is unscathed after this man.
It's magic. Were you the...
And then we didn't have a chimney when I was little. So how was he coming down it?
Oh, no.
Explain that to me.
He's not.
Were you the kid telling all the other kids that Santa didn't exist?
It was you.
No, I was the kid telling the other kids I had suspicions. Oh.
I don't remember believing in Santa. Did I?
Yes,
I did.
She did. We all did.
Oh, I'm cute.
That was not in question.
Wow, but you're smart. Does Matt have any holiday traditions?
I got to say it.
What?
Again, making money, baby. That's what he does.
100%.
That's a holiday tradition.
Nothing more, nothing less. Make it rain on
just
Christmas.
Just make it... Just making that money, baby. It is
participating in industry.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. It is
capitalism.
It's going to a restaurant.
You know what? I wish
it'd be fun.
There's nothing more than I love that. And this year, I'm actually doing it. This year, I'm doing like a non-traditional Christmas because my parents are going to Florida to be with my sister. And after all the touring I'm going to do in December, I just didn't want to go down to Florida. So I'm seeing them for Thanksgiving and Christmas Eve. Then they're going to fly down, and I'm going to be in New York City for Christmas. And I'm excited to go to a restaurant. You know?
Yay!
All I want is to just do something different. You know, like, and I'll probably see, I might go to a Broadway show the day after. Me and my friends might go see The Color Purple on Christmas.
Yay.
Because that's like the coming out on Christmas. That'll be fun. And I'm excited to do like a Christmas movie, like a different kind of day with like the girls that are staying for Christmas in New York City.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Fun.
Exciting.
I love it. You're going to have a great time. And that's a guarantee. I can guarantee such things. I can.
Did any of us win?
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you do it?
I think you have to do it according to your feelings.
Oh, okay. Well, then it's a tie.
Oh, yay. Okay. All right. We win.
I feel like Lindsay Lohan at the end of Mean Girls. Fair. Like breaking the crown in half and throwing it to both of you guys. I won by getting to participate in it.
Mm, oh. That's true. So you also
won. I won by being here.
Oh. That's better than a participation trophy. Hey, everybody. That's what we did. Are you ashamed of us or proud? Guys, I hope you enjoyed this very special Christmas episode of the Amber and Lacey, Lacey and Amber show. We had the honor of having the Christmassiest Christmas face, Matt Rogers. So everybody,
yay,
fucking flip shit.
Oh, my
all right,
goodness.
Fucking flip out, dude, because it's Christmas. Okay, Matt, thanks to you, we have heard of Christmas and we fucking love it. Everybody, please get Matt's new Christmas album, Have You Heard of Christmas? Go see him live in December singing his little butt off on tour and listen to Las Culturistas and follow him at Matt Rogers, though. That's MATTROGERSTHO. Okay. Mm-hmm. And follow us, Amber Ruffin and Lacey Lamar 1. Why didn't she just get Lacey Lamar? Who knows? Now, if you sign up to become a
whoever
diamond,
has my name.
Fucking come up off that name, ho. Shit. It's probably you when you made it and forgot.
We have to find whoever that is and
talk about it later.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
If you sign up to become a diamond subscriber, you'll get all of our episodes for free and you'll get Las Culturistas ad free. It's a win-win.
You will.
Guys, taking us out is the one and only Matt Rogers singing his hit song, Have You Heard of Christmas?
Have you heard of Christmas? It's when Moses did the lake. Have you heard of Christmas? That was the night that they made Saint Nick a saint. And to hear the rest, you got to stream the album, baby, on Spotify,
yay,
Amazon, Apple Music, Tidal.
Yay.
Or get my album, Have You Heard of Christmas? And even if you go to Urban Outfitters, you can get a silver version.
Oh, yay! I'll see you at Urban Outfitters. Bye, Matt. I love you more than Lacey does.
What?
End it. End the podcast. End it now.
Make that money, baby.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yay.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.